This is the video I never wanted to ever have to record, but I thought I'd keep you up to date because a few people have messaged me and asked. Unfortunately, Dad died. He died back in February, so he lasted in hospital 7 weeks. And just to recap, he had got cancer anyway, but he had some kind of seizure. We never really got the diagnosis what it was, and I think it might have been a bladder infection as well. So he went into hospital. He started to recover, but he had 72 hours on A&E, and the A&E, he got an infection which knocked him back for about three of the weeks probably, which meant he wasn't really eating. He was already very thin with the cancer, and so we really struggled to feed him because a lot of the time he was just unconscious, and when he was coming around he wasn't totally with it. He was starting to make a slight recovery and we were trying to get him to come home, but on the 6th week he got COVID, so we don't know how he got it, but Mum also ended up getting it after him. So Mum couldn't go in, and me and my sister had to go in that final weekend and help him pull all the gunk out of his mouth because he couldn't move or do anything. It was horrible. It was a 24-hour thing. It was terrible. We finally got him home, and it was a bit of a nightmare getting him in the house, etc. But we got a hospital bed in the dining room, moved the table out. He came home, and I think he was home for probably 36 hours. But the thing that I love more than anything, so Dad didn't really open his eyes much the last week, and he didn't really respond to anything. And on the last day when he was being discharged, I went in to stay with him. So I was in at like early morning with him because I knew it would probably be a long day because things run slow in the NHS. He didn't open his eyes at all and he didn't respond to anything. And I was in the ambulance coming back with him. And I remember it distinctly. We pulled up outside his drive on the road and I held his hand and I said, "Dad, you're home now." And he opened his eyes, bless him. So he knew he was home. And I think that was his signal to let go. And then I think Mum spent the night with him. She actually slept on the like a Z bed beside his bed in the dining room, and so he had his mum with him for the night. And then at the end, as peaceful as it could have been, the family was around him, so we all just gathered around him, and it was a beautiful end really. He just died peacefully. Luckily he didn't need any pain meds, because by that stage the district nurse hadn't even been out. God help him if he'd been in pain. So luckily he went peacefully with everybody around him, and God, I miss him, but what can you do? So what are we doing now? Now, to keep his memory alive, my beautiful wife has taken it upon herself to look after his plot. So the plot was Dad's love of his life, and because it's so beautifully maintained and he showed such passion into it, Helen's decided to keep it on. And I know nothing about growing plants, I'm trying to learn little bits, but Helen's the real engine behind it, because I think she, from her dad, who also died 6 months before Dad, he was massively green-fingered and also a top guy. So I think on behalf of those two, she's trying to keep it going and she's really enjoying herself. So I'll just go and show you what she's doing. She's actually out there plotting now. So this is his plot. This is the kind of bloke he was. Look at the state of how well he's maintained. So there's Helen, and I've no idea what she's planting there, but it looks green and it looks as though we're going to eat it soon. What are you planting there, Helen?
Oh, you're standing on onions.
It doesn't matter.
I'm planting sprouting broccoli, but I realise I've not spaced them very well, so I'm trying to channel my inner Barry. I could have done with having a ruler to get them all precisely in the right spots, but I'm just shuffling them a little bit because they're a bit squashed one side and I've given them too much room in the back.
So I'm glad Helen knows what she's doing here, because I really don't. I'm about to do the watering. If you do want to follow along and you're interested, and you are green-fingered like Helen, you want to follow along how we take forward Dad's plot, then Helen's created her own TikTok account and she's sharing daily. I think she's Helen's found the plot. I'll get her to like this as well, or I'll put a thing in the comment. So if this is your thing, then follow along with Helen, because she's just sharing the whole journey of how she's sorting out the plot, and our house is like a greenhouse as well. I don't know what the hell we've got going in our kitchen, but there's plants everywhere. And at some point, they're going to get moved over here. So anyway, once again, thanks all for your support. It meant the world to me. And if you've got a loved one go through the same, then huge hugs from me and Helen as well and our family, because your comments meant the world to us. So love you all. Have a nice bank holiday weekend.